from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It might be a little early, Woody. Might be a little early. Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish, who is a diehard Dolphin fan. Yeah. Yeah, I know. He must have caught one of those bad 4 or 5 game losing streaks because years ago, when he said the Dolphins make him cry, there's nothing he can do. He only wants to be with you. So, all right. Hey, we say good morning to everybody. Hey, man, a lot of stuff going on yesterday. So, it's always funny. Sometimes I'm at home and kind of in my own little world, working out a little bit. And if it's not raining, I'm walking or trying to get a little workout in and go home and kind of focused on getting ready for football season and looking at some stuff. And my daughter calls me and says, my God, I'm glad I went to the parade. The whole friggin' team's gone. I go, no, they're not all gone. She goes, we lost all our players. Now, if you're just a casual fan and I tell you Oliver Ekman Larson's gone and Brandon Montour, who people really like, and Lomberg, you know, who's become the people's choice, is, you know, with his shirt off and hugging everybody and going, I love you, bro, let's chug a beer. And Stolarz, who what a year he had as a backup goalie. His percentage was, I think, tops in the NHL. I mean, my God, everything they had last year just was good. Every role player, every frontline guy, it was just good. And so all these guys, hey, man, you know what? If you're a third or fourth liner or you haven't made big dollars and Brandon Montour's got a chance to make the money of his life, I mean, I think this has been going on for weeks as a defenseman. He got a 7-year, $50 million deal to go to Seattle to play for the Kraken. And he's going to do some Kraken financially because he got paid, had to take it. Like, hey, man, it's been great. Love to stay, but understand with Reinhardt and other guys and maybe not done, and you've got some other deals like Verhaeghe and some other things still to deal with, I know you can't afford me, and you're going to have to fill this team up with some cheaper players. And, hey, listen, Ekman Larson goes to Toronto, 4-year, $14 million, which, again, every guy, no matter what age they are, if they haven't made money and they want to keep playing, got to take what you can, even if it means higher taxes. So we saw a lot of that yesterday. And, of course, I had to tell my daughter, listen, most of the core of key guys are coming back. Just so you know, don't stress out. We got 7 or 8, 9 guys that are your core. And now they'll build it around, and I think we all trust Bill Zito, the general manager. He's working on it, and he knows what Paul Maurice likes and the style of play, and they'll find some guys on the cheap. That's what it's going to be, man. The Caps causes, you know, it's really funny. If you step back and you watch the NBA and you watch the NHL and the NFL, they have a lot in common. Try to keep your core together. Got to pay some guys a lot of friggin' money, 4 or 5 guys. It really is amazing. Now it's different when you talk about a lot of money in different sports. And then you got to get some back-end guys to fill up that roster on the cheap. Veterans at the end of their career. The NFL, the Dolphins did that on 4 or 5 guys. And you know, Omar and I have this talk. I said, Omar, I love all those guys. I don't know at 34 and 37 and 32 what they have left or how well. I mean, they're on the downside of their careers in the NFL at that age. They played a lot of football. But, yeah, I've seen them up close, what they've done to the Dolphins and how good they've been against the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, I have seen that show. I am very aware of how good they are, but we got them on the cheap for a reason. Listen, does anybody think if Calais Campbell was in his prime right now, you think you'd get him for $1 million or $2 million a year? Seriously? Do you think you get him for that? You think Jordan Poyer would be a $1 or $2 million player? Do you really think that at age 34? If it's a couple years ago, I mean, he and his partner back there are the best combo of safeties in the NFL, and they were for a long time. They were friggin' good. So that's where you are, man. It's interesting, but this is what the salary cap does to you. You can get a little creative with the salary cap, but, you know, extend it. And you know, the other sports are dealing with guaranteed money, which changes the game too. Like, there's a good chance Reinhardt is, they're hoping Reinhardt might not be the same guy, man, in the last couple years of that 8-year contract. But you're playing for right now. You got a team that can win right now. You're able to keep a core of your players. So I had to explain that yesterday to that sports junkie daughter of mine, and she's like, oh, my God, all the guys are leaving. And I get it, man. Like the Ryan Lomberg thing, everybody, like, Ryan Lomberg became the people's choice. He really did. He's right up there with Tkachuk for the average fan.
Well, he won the celebration, but you see the amount of money he got? Like,
$2 million?
Yeah, I'm not some, like, you know, NHL expert here on this. How
you
got
to go to Calgary, number one.
Panthers couldn't come up with a few bucks for that guy?
But Woody, that's where they are.
Just crazy the amount of money these guys make, you know, compared
what
to
what I
other
see,
sports,
they had but. Like $9 million left to fill up the rest of their roster with veteran players. So, hey, Ryan, love to have you back, man, you know, on a fourth line, but, hey, can't afford, you're going to have to go back
what's
to Calgary.
I mean, $100 a game? Like
2 year, $4 million.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
$2 million.
That really is crazy.
But so I always say this used to be, this what they used to tell us. I share this with everybody. It was true when we were playing. Lyle Blackwood once told me this. He said, you play as long as you want. Make sure they kick you out of this league, and you stay as long as you can. And if somebody, you know, kicks you out, hey, because 99% of us will never make this kind of money in the real world. And we all have to work, and there's a good chance, outside of stars like Dan Marino, most of us are going to be in situations. Jimmy Cefalo's another one. When he left, he was making a ton more money. My good friend, guy I do the games with. But and it was so true. It's like, you stay. Hey, Woody, there are not a lot of $2 million gigs out there a year. So you're sitting here, and we look at this big picture, and we've been talking about this NBA money. We'll get into some of that because there was more spent yesterday. Jason Tatum just broke the bank yesterday up in Boston. He put a little stress on the bank yesterday with what they paid him, a $300 million contract, the largest in the history of the NBA. He jumped on. Pretty good for a guy that was, like, not even the best player in the playoffs on his team, but they won the championship. He is a really good player and all that stuff. But, yeah.
It's hard not to look at one and compare it to the other, though.
But
that, to me, is the problem.
I know you're having trouble with
it. And I'm like,
yesterday,
the NHL playoffs are so much better than the NBA playoffs, and I know they're not. You just can't even compare them.
I know, but that depends on what sport you like. I mean, you can't.
Well, you know what sport I like.
You can't just. But
you know I'm a basketball guy.
You're not a very good basketball
finals,
guy.
The finals
today
were rough to watch.
You
got to admit.
But you can't come in today and all of a sudden make it sound like the NBA playoffs sucked the whole thing.
No, the whole thing wasn't terrible, but there were a lot of rough moments in those playoffs, to say the least.
So there are people that
I
are calling
the hockey playoffs to be very entertaining this year.
So there are a lot of people calling you an idiot this morning because
I think a lot of people enjoyed the hockey, and I think there were a lot of casual fans or maybe fans that didn't like hockey before this that are
Woody,
jumping on board.
Woody, listen, and I agree. And they picked up a lot of fans. Of course they did. You and I have been talking about that for a month now, of likable, really talented. I think that's been the biggest thing is like, wow, they really got a lot of good players. They're just not doing it with great effort. No, you got to have great players, and they've got them. And you've heard their names, and you've got to know them a little bit with the cup around now and stuff. But you can't just take away from the NBA. Like you all of a sudden making the NBA sound like it sucks. TNT and ESPN and NBC don't think that's the case.
Oh, I know they were.
By the way, NBC's about ready to blow TNT out of the water going, no, we want to get back in. We made a mistake when we left.
Forced Barkley into retirement.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that.
You think he takes a big contract somewhere?
Yeah.
He's going to be making more than a lot of those players.
I think he's setting everybody up. That's like the announcers now making more. All the color analysts on TV, the top guys are making more money than a majority of the guys in the NFL. Yeah, it's crazy world.
Tom Brady's going to be making more than our quarterback. Just about, right?
By the way, Tom Brady's another guy, Woody, that I'm guessing when it's all said and done, he's going to be making... He never got $50 million a year. Tom Brady was one of those guys, by the way. God bless Tom Brady, besides all that. You know, Bill used to walk in and go, you know, Tom, we could really... Because they've always been... They did everything on the cheap. They wanted to get guys that didn't work out on other teams and Belichick, and this is where Belichick should get credit.
That's why it was always frustrating, because they always did work out there, right?
Yeah. Or they had disgruntled guys from other teams got cut, and then he got their careers going, and they take off again. Heck, some guys went back twice and got paid somewhere for playing so well for New England and getting it done. But, hey, listen, man, the Panther story has been a great story, but you know, and I know the Heat got knocked out early, and a lot of people are down on what's going on with the Heat right now. And every time somebody else in the East signs somebody in the NBA, and they're going, okay, the Heat dropped another spot, and now everybody's got articles out, the gloom and doom of the Miami Heat, and looking at that roster that they have, and what they have left, and what everybody else is doing in the league right now. And so, anyway, it will be interesting. I'll tell you one thing. The NBA, all you have to do is be a really good player. No longer do you have to be a star. You can be a really good player, a key player on a team, and you too can get a $200 million contract. It's just absolutely crazy the amount of money that's being given out right now.
You can be the 15th guy and still get $10 million. Right? You can be the last guy. There were guys getting contracts yesterday that I had never even heard of.
Philly's the first team to have three guys with $200 million contracts now with their big three.
Can you do the math on that, by the way? How does that work?
A lot of money. And so, hey, listen, with that obviously comes more pressure to win. I guess these guys have been making a lot of money for a long time. But, yeah, it's just crazy. Crazy the amount of money and what everybody has done out there to get better. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here. Yeah, but that was a funny part of my day yesterday was the names started coming in. And the Panther guys were signing everywhere. Bam, 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 bam. And so I guess they're all at work going, what the hell, man? The whole team's leaving. And I go, no. The whole team's not leaving. They kept Reinhart. Reinhart's worth five of those guys. Nothing against any of them, but having Reinhart back is a huge, huge piece. 8 years, $69 million, but money well spent for a guy that can score like that, who fits in so nicely with one of their guys. You're second in the league in goals, man. And a lot of them were power play goals. But Reinhart is something else, including the game winner. I'm sure everybody liked that shot, top shelf over the shoulder of the goalie. That was a game winner in a game seven. My God, what a Reinhart! If he didn't want to show up to that parade, wanted to go to his buddy's wedding, God bless you, man. And thanks for coming back, because that was good news yesterday. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff coming up in the show this morning. We'll be telling you about. We're going to be all over the board. Have a lot of stuff to get to here as. Got a lot. A couple days here before 4th of July. And, yeah, the NBA free agency, man, incredible. Hartenstein, the center for the Knicks. Is that his name? Hartenstein?
Hartenstein, yeah.
Jewy center, big Jewy center.
I don't know.
He is.
Is he?
I heard him say it. I was watching those games. He got paid a ton of money to go to Oklahoma City.
Are you sure? We don't usually come in the 7 foot variety.
Oh, I'm. You got to look that up for me now.
Oh, okay. You said it like you knew, like you were
no,
sure.
No,
like,
no, I'm pretty sure he is. Come
we
on,
just,
man.
It's just not usually, we're not usually cut that way.
Oh, that's not fair. Why you got to do that?
I played a lot of JCC ball growing up. I didn't play against any 7 footers, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your, yeah.
A 6 footer was a big deal where I came from,
all right?
Come on.
Come on. That was in Boca. When you got to Miami, they were better athletes.
If you hit six feet, you were in good shape.
Maybe in Boca they weren't good athletes, but you got down to Dade County, you're not going to tell me they're a little better athletes. When you got down into Kendall, they're like, hey, we're not those Boca Jewish guys. This is a different Jewish guy right here. You need to stop. You need to stop before you get it going this morning. We'll cancel you this morning.
No. If he is, by the way, I'm getting a jersey, but I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, you gotta look it up.
I will. I'll get that information to you.
All right.
Next
hey,
segment.
Listen, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff going on this morning. South Florida Chevy dealers are rolling here before 4th of July. Man, I tell you what, it very seldom happens. I had a general manager call me from Dade County and say, "Hey, Joe Rose, please tell them, get them out, man. Get them out here. If they're starting to look around for something new or used." Especially that vacation thing. Heard me talking about that vacation thing. He goes, I like that. I like that thing about Suburbans in Tahoe. Yeah, number one for vacations. Absolutely. A lot of people are going, you know what? You heard the 4th of July, right? The airports are just full and terrible time to travel. And yet that everybody's going and 4 or 5 days, leaving Wednesday, coming back Sunday night. Well, listen, I know a nice, easy way for a nice, comfortable, stress-free few days during 4th of July. It's called a Suburban in a Tahoe, staying right here in South Florida. Plenty of room for you and the family. Jump in. We're going to Keys for a couple days. Jump in. We're going to the West Coast. Hey, wait, you know what? We're going to go up in the mountains for a couple days. We're going up North Carolina to Lake Lure. How's that sound? Something like that. Hey, listen, they've got something for everybody. Suburbans, Tahoes, a Traverse, so much space, so comfortable for you and your family. Right over to a Trailblazer, an Equinox, and a Blazer. All right, so if that didn't work for the vacation, sure works every day, no matter what you need. If you're looking for an SUV, whether it's the small, the midsize, or the big boys, we got them all for you, new and used. They've never looked better and been a better product than they are right now from your South Florida Chevy dealers. Kind of like a Silverado truck, man. If you drive a truck, you haven't been in a Silverado, take it for a test drive. Check it out. Almost custom made for your lifestyle. It really is. Whether it's full-time working truck, still needs to be a family truck and get the teenagers around. We got the truck for you, man. Silverado makes every kind of truck possible. And if you're just going through changes in your life, please don't get upset with this one. But a Corvette, probably a lot cheaper way to go than whatever you're thinking about that young girlfriend or something. That Corvette, man, I'm telling you right now, this one has taken it to a whole new level. Hey, if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, stop by. Whether it's new or used, these are the best overall products we've ever had. We'd love to show you around, man. Get you in a test drive or two. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We're gonna be rolling into a lot of different stuff as a big show lined up here today, and gonna have a special guest coming up a little bit later on, Khalil Ware, the center, first round pick of the Miami Heat's gonna join us later in the show, as well as Alex Donnell, Talk about Mario, man. Every day, Mario Cristobal is picking off another high school recruit. 2025 class just getting better and better and better. And if you've been watching that, I know a lot of you do and like to know what's going on in the transfer portal and future high school players that might be coming, juniors who are now going to be seniors, is the next class coming in. And he has really, really picked it up. So we'll have Alex Donald join us. We'll talk about that stuff. It's really interesting because that's already taken place. Meanwhile, he locked up this really good class of, my God, what a talented class if for people that saw spring football and got to see how good some of these guys are. But how about this thought? Some of the best players that didn't come in early to spring football, didn't graduate early from high school, and there were some good ones. And some schools you can't graduate early. Some private schools don't allow you to graduate early. So they got a bunch of guys. I mean, you have a bunch of guys went out there, Lofton and Trader and some of those guys, and Patterson played their ass off. And you're going, wow, these guys can be really good. So they got an early jump. It's a good move for mature guys or guys that want to do it early. But they've got a lot of really good players, including, you know, everybody's favorite man, this Justin Scott, this big defensive tackle. He's going to Ohio State and ended up here. And just a word to Coral Gables, I'm sure he's going to be behind, okay? He's 6'4", 310. He's one of the top players in, you know, in the class last year. Not top players of this in the country. He was that good. He's going to be behind. He's going to be behind some of these guys, including a kid from Michigan State that was in. He's out. He's back in. And he's a proven player. He's already put up big numbers in the Big Ten. But this kid's got to play. Like, hey, defense, coaches, Justin Scott's got to play. He is five-star. He's not four-star with some and five-star with another and a four-and-a-half-star. He is in dark colors of five-star. All his color. They're not gray. They're dark gray. And he needs to play. You're going, well, he's got to earn it. You know, he got to compete. Well, he will. But he's got to play. That old school stuff of you got to wait your turn and earn it. Not in today's game, folks. We've changed. And some of the old school people are having trouble with this. Now, I agree. You still got to compete. And you can't kiss somebody's ass to the point that they're soft and you hand it to them. You got to go out and earn it. I agree. But this old stuff, and listen to some of these old Miami Hurricane players saying, I had to wait 2 years before I could be a first-round pick. And not anymore, man. You can't do that because the transfer portal and the money in the transfer portal and now all the tampering that goes on. The tampering's out of control. Oh, you didn't play last year, huh? Well, I can tell you right now, we'll pay you more money and you'll play for us this year. It's dirty. And schools are calling each other out on that. Nobody complains about the high school recruiting. It's hilarious, as dirty as it is.
I don't think anyone cares about high school recruiting.
No,
anymore.
Because it's no longer has the buzz and the importance to it.
It's not as viable of a source to get talent as the transfer portal. Why would you recruit a high school kid? I've been saying this to you for a while now. I don't know. Why would you?
Because you get a guy like Reuben Bain.
I know. And you get the rare hit. Reuben Bain, but.
Oh, is there a right tackle? He looked pretty good.
But can't you, if you're Miami,
Maui Noah looked pretty good at right tackle.
Yeah.
Okay,
saying there's not guys that are.
Well, that's
good,
why. But, that's why you do it.
But can't you just pick guys like that off from other schools, regardless?
But you get a guy like you got those guys for 3 years.
What are the
right tackle and
3 years?
And defense,
yeah, okay.
They got to play 3 years. What do you got to stay in school
they
3 years?
Play somewhere. They don't got to play for you.
As long as you take care of them, and part of it's financial. You're right. But if they're having success where they are, and now to your point, you're right.
I just think college football is going to become a you have to win now type of thing. There's just going to be so little time to develop players. Like, it's not going to be that anymore where you bring a guy in as an 18-year-old and you finally see him blossom into a good player, you know, when he's in his 20s. Like, that's not going to happen anymore.
So you can get some guys that will sit a year. Not all of them, that will sit basically a year. Play me a little bit, but I can't be coming back in year two, a year developed, and find out you got another transfer portal guy coming in at my position.
Well, it's going to happen.
And if you do that, you got to understand, and Mario knows this, by the way, and every other head coach knows this, they're going to leave, man. They're going to leave. There's just too many choices for those guys. They can go to all these power fives. Excuse me. Are we calling it power four now, or is there still?
There's no fifth conference.
Well, there actually is. Didn't they turn the conference?
Yours is gone, no?
Not mine. Mine's out. Pac-2 is done.
Yeah.
Pac-2 is, I guess the Pac-2 are independents now? Or did they join one of those smaller,
It doesn't matter, does it?
It really doesn't. But anyway, it's an interesting one. So God bless Mario going out and...
You know, the other thing that's funny, though, is you're not going to be able to say that thing anymore. Remember when a coach would come in, you go, he's got to have time to get his guys in. Right? He's got to have a few recruiting classes before we can really judge him. Those days are long over, man.
Most of Mario's first class, when he came in here late, they're pretty much all gone.
Yeah.
They were like, nah, I didn't work out. I'm not playing. So Mario...
You can also do that, by the way, right? You can, you know, nicely tell guys it's not going to work out.
Yeah, most
people couldn't do that before.
Deion Sanders
did that to his entire team.
Yeah, no, he's not the only one. By the way, you know what's funny? Everybody thinks this is a Miami thing, although they were top five, and I saw they were in a list of top five schools in the country that had players leave from last year. And most of them Mario wanted out, but they lost a couple guys that they wanted to keep. But this thing's really interesting because you and I were out there. I'm watching Josh Trader run a one-on-one drill on our side in a deep post pattern. And I was like, how did he learn that bump and run move and just got separation, puts a great move on the line of scrimmage. And I was going, he is not acting like a guy that was in high school just a few months ago on that talented Chaminade team. And I looked over at the people we were with, including a couple of our friends, Woody, without saying their names, and I said, that guy needs to be playing. Like, Josh Trader, and I know they got summer camp and all that, and it's going to be different, it's different. Josh Trader needs to play. Josh Trader has played in a lot of big games. He played at Central, he played at Chaminade. That's almost like junior college right there, playing in as good as those two teams were. He's good. By the way, he wasn't even the best receiver on his team, but he ain't bad. The other one went to Ohio State. So anyway, there's got to be some guys that come in, and you're going, I know they're young, but there ain't no guarantee. As good as this class is, the better the class is, the patience of these players and their families. Hey, my son's a 4-star and he can't play. Part of the deal why we came to watch him play, not sit behind a transfer guy or a guy. So it's a fine line, man. It's not an easy job. Not an easy job. And by the way, not only are you going, you can come play for me, we can pay you a little bit more money, I think, too, because we loved you coming out of high school. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, as that's just one of the many things. And, yeah, all the Panther news and the NBA free agency. By the way, where do you put this Heat team right now? They did it yesterday, and everybody had them out of the top four.
How could you not?
A lot of people had them at 7 yesterday on TV. I was curious.
7's tough, but they're not in the top four.
Had Pacers ahead of them.
Okay, that's fair. You have to do it on paper, right? That's what we're doing right now.
Even a Milwaukee team?
Yeah, of course.
This is all paper.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is all paper
talk.
So
Boston and Philly
are obviously... We're in a lot of paper talk right now.
I think Boston and Philly are head and shoulders above the rest right now. But yeah, I mean, of course you give a team like Indiana.
See, this is where you and I disagree. I think New York's got a better team than Philly. I think the Knicks do.
I don't know.
You're not in love with that Knicks team.
Yeah, I don't love that Knicks team. But just to go back to your college football thing, you know, the nice part about it is that we have games next month. And we don't have to talk about this transfer portal and money and all this other stuff. So, it's actually going to be games next month. Can you believe that?
I had somebody coming out. You and I were out, and of course, we're out with the hockey crowd. And the hockey crowd still wanted to talk a lot of football.
Yes, they did. And, I noticed that.
No, all of them. They're like, hey, can I ask you a question? I go, no, I'm here, and I'm having a couple cold beers. I'm in a really good mood to talk whatever you want to. So anyway, I had three or four people say college football has been ruined. And I said, I disagree. And I know Nick Saban's telling everybody, I got out, it's a mess. And a lot of the old-timers are getting out that have made a lot of money like Nick Saban, and I get it. I understand.
I can see where those people are coming from, though, Joe. I mean, this is not a good system.
Can you imagine your conversation now? If I ain't playing, I ain't staying, and I'm going to go, and what are you going to pay me?
Well, I think one of the things you used to like about college football, I just told you, was that you'd bring a guy in as a freshman, and you'd watch him grow, and, you know, he'd be your guy for, you know, 3 years, and it was a whole heck of a lot tougher to transfer back then, right? So guys weren't transferring unless it was a really bad situation.
Hey.
Now guys are transfer because they'll throw you a few more bucks somewhere else.
Woody, can I take you way, way back? Nobody. You, when I played, it was almost guaranteed that they made you redshirt. Now, a couple of really good players didn't have to redshirt. I had to play, they called it freshman football. They had a freshman football team. I played six games on the six. They had a schedule, so we played Stanford's freshman team, and then we played all the top junior college teams. It was crazy. And then sometimes that you come back because it would be it was the day before a Saturday. We played on Fridays. It was like playing high school football, except we were playing these games at these schools. And then the next day, the coach go, "Hey, congratulations! We're gonna let you suit up." Oh, really? I'm a little sore. I caught 18 passes yesterday.
So I don't know what teams those people you talked to were fans of, but essentially,
I don't think college football's worse. By the way, I didn't finish my story. I think
you
once,
don't.
You know why? Because what you just brought it up.
So maybe for Miami, it's not.
No,
but like maybe these people went to FAU or they went to one of those types of schools.
But they got better players too. They got a lot of good players going to their schools.
But Joe, those schools are essentially a minor league. Like they're a minor league for Miamis and the Alabamas and all those.
Woody, last couple of years, do you remember some of the schools that came in and beat Miami?
I know.
One of them ran a track meet. Who was that track meet team that ran track meet on them? And by the way, didn't even win that many games the rest of the year. I can't even think of who it was. They were running takeoffs and
Something Tennessee State or
something. One of those schools.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee State or something.
But let me tell you, when we get out there, it's 11-on-11. I don't care.
Absolutely. The games will be as good as ever, Joe.
I don't care.
But those fans, I mean, they have a right to be bummed out because those schools are essentially a minor league. If you get a player that has a good year, he's gone.
So I love this one. Everybody is pretty much saying Mario's got a really good team. Mario's team this year is a lot better than last year's team. And with good coaching and what they've added, they got a chance. I don't know. And nobody wants to get carried away. I'm like, hey, you got a really good team. It's year three. Mario should have a really good team, and he does. And you got Cam Ward, a quarterback. That's good. All right, we got to go to break here. Oh, my God, we're super late. Sorry about that.
You staying with the format here. It's a holiday week, though. Don't you have a little flexibility?
Apparently, I have flexibility every day because I never stay on format. One day while you were gone, I looked up. It was 7:02.
Well, so I wasn't here to keep you in line. Is management in town? Are we?
I don't know where he is, man. This is usually where he goes. Hey,
you
got to
check. See, that's the problem. You don't check your work email.
He goes, I'm a little stressed out. I got a lot going on. I'm going to take a few days off.
That's why you got to check your work email. He's taking the whole week off.
He is.
Yeah, you check your email, bro.
Listening to that broadcast, man, we wore his ass out. It was so bad, apparently, for that Panther parade. Hey, I'll tell you who won't wear you out and you're really going to enjoy doing business with. It is hurricane season, man. And you're going, oh, my God, it's hurricane season. There's 150-mile-an-hour winds out there right now with one, and there's more to come, and you hope they don't hit South Florida. But let's be honest, man, we got to protect our homes. That's all we have, and there's no guarantee. But impact windows and doors and a strong roof will sure help. And if you haven't done it, you know you got a roof that's a little shaky right now, and you haven't done the impact windows and doors, I want to let you know that Loctite, yes, Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing can take care of everything for you. They got financing plans, no interest, no payments. They got some real low ones for you to get windows, Impact Windows right now if you need a new roof. They're doing a lot of things to help you out right now to get this thing done. Quality people, Chev, the CEO over there, and his staff from top to bottom, from the people working. And we'll answer the phones to the people that do the work and the roofing and the windows and the doors. They're special, man. They cover all of South Florida, Dave Broward and Palm Beach County. They're really good. I know you're going to have a great experience with them. You're going to love the way they do it. I want you to say, Joe Rose said you guys are good, man. Roofing material, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is you're looking for or allowed to do in your neighborhood, they can do for you, man. Covering all of South Florida, Dave Broward and Palm Beach County. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything, man. You need to just make the call to 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. I'll say it again, 954-500-LOCK, LOCK, and lock it down with Loctite today.
Hi, welcome back inside the Joe Rose Show. Hope everyone's having a good start to their morning. I want to let you know it's easy to keep up with our show and everything happening in sports. Panthers, Heat, Dolphins, Inter, Miami Marlins, and more. You can download the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to us live or on demand. And be sure to make our show here your favorite show on the app. Joe, talking apps, man.
Okay, you talk apps all you want, my man. That sounds good. By the way, Marlins open up their series tonight against the Boston Red Sox. And the good news is, Woody, you don't have to worry about weather. That's why they spent the extra money to put that top. If you want to catch some games with the kids, Red Sox and White Sox will fill out the week as that series opens up tonight. They got post-game fireworks and all kind of military appreciation. Today's Taco Tuesday. They got that special they always run on
Tuesday. You like a
Tuesday.
Good taco, right? You have a go-to? Are you a chicken or a beef?
Can I be honest with you? There are certain foods I have once a week.
And I know your wife makes tacos, I know, right?
She does, but I also like to go to restaurants and eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tacos? Sure. I could eat Mexican food once a week.
It's the best.
And then I move down here, I notice I can eat Cuban food once a week. Oh, yeah, man.
I got to tell you, by the way, the fireworks that the Marlins do are really, really good. They are Disney quality.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the kids really enjoyed that when we did that.
Well, listen, that'll be great. They got a post-game concert. They got a bunch of stuff. They got Marlins soccer jersey this Sunday, if you're going out and you're looking for a great giveaways. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the show.
Be a nice soccer jersey. I know the USA soccer jerseys aren't doing too well.
No.
You see that last night?
I did. I did see that.
Everyone was complaining about not only the team's thinking, but the camera angle of the match. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
I don't think they were filming it from a blimp cam or something.
No,
Everyone was complaining about that on Twitter last night.
I didn't get to see that.
That team stinks. They've lost two straight here.
So I wanted to bring it up because as this NBA free agency thing moves on and key guys are going or players are signing their own guys to contracts. In the East, people have already started to put, and they should, Boston Celtics number one, and why not? Their core four are pretty damn good, plus their center's going to miss the start of the season. I saw he's going to be out for a while, but he'll be back, and as you saw, they did pretty well with the big four that they have. White, Tatum, and Brown, and Holiday are pretty damn good. And, of course, they took care of Tatum with a big contract yesterday as well. By the way, not one of those 200, one of those special 300 deals. Yeah. In case you can't do the math, one of those that comes out over 60 now million a year. By the way, we're going to start seeing all the stars in these contracts. The guys that, first team end up going first team in the NBA. Are going to get these kind of contracts, man. They're going to be jumping from the twos into the threes, and the next thing you know, all the good and great players, by the time their careers are over, we're going to have guys from $500 to $1 billion. What do you realize in a few years, these guys that can play, what's LeBron going to be at when he's done? I'm just talking about his earnings on the basketball court. And he had to play on the cheap early. He didn't get the big contracts to start with.
He signs a new one every year, though, now.
But my God, the amount of money these guys are going to make, just incredible, just a crazy, crazy amount. But getting back to my point here, so
says LeBron's, by the way, is up to about $500 million.
Yeah,
I don't know how many more years he's going to go, Joe. But
he's got three.
You really think he plays more years?
Oh, no, he's going to sign a 2 or 3 year deal.
Oh, he may, but I'm just saying, do you actually think he plays?
Sure.
Really?
As long as his kid's around, I...
Jeez, man.
Did you see how good he looked at 39?
I know, but...
What, he's still averaging 25
to play in that league into your 40s...
Still dunking on
is incredible. To play at that level, it's truly remarkable.
And the other part is, he still enjoys playing. Like, when there's big games, he shows up at most of those games. They need this game tonight, and he usually got a little extra effort in there for some of those games.
I didn't even get a chance to ask it. I know you wanted to talk about something different. We got to hit the 7 o'clock hour here, Joe. But what'd you think of the Sun getting drafted over there? I think it's an incredible story. I think it's really cool.
So I'm not a hater.
A lot of people are, as you very well know, but...
Well, there's a lot of people just don't like LeBron, but...
There's a lot of nepotism in that league, and Woj, like, pointed that out, like all the, you know, that stuff that goes on with all these different positions and coaching and...
Let's start with the biggest reason. They wanted to keep LeBron. The Lakers wanted to keep LeBron.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere, though, realistically.
They wanted to make sure LeBron's not going anywhere.
See that house he's building?
Now let's stick on this topic for a sec before you bounce away on houses and stuff. You're great at doing this. You're the great.
Well, talk about staying in L.A. I just said that the house he's building in L.A. is probably keep him there for a bit.
I think having his son, the contract, I think he likes it because I think a lot of his business stuff is in L.A. now. And so it worked. And by the way, his coach is his podcast partner, even though that's done now. But he got the coach he won. He got his son.
I don't know. He said he didn't have anything to do with the coach.
I know. He's going to say that, and he had nothing to do with his son. And look, that son was not going to get drafted if it wasn't. But I'm not a hater for that. I'm not a hater because you're talking about the end of the bench, maybe even going to a little G League. Is he G League eligible to go down and get a little work, and we'll bring you back up with dad if somebody,
so.
And spend some time with him on the road? And, hey, man, I think that means a lot. I think LeBron's really close to his kids, and I think that's pretty important.
I love it. I think it's really cool. And they had pictures of the kid, you know, with LeBron when he was, like, on the Cavs, and the kid's, like, you know, 3, 4 years old.
Yeah,
those pictures are incredible. Now they're playing together. I think it's awesome. And I know people get upset about that stuff. That could have been a spot for someone who deserves it.
But I will say that for the first time in a long time, I noticed a lot of people were down – on the Heat right now, that they seem to be going young on this team, and they are so tied down right now. They have one first round pick, so they can't trade a bunch of, you know, to do it that way. They're really tied into this team. They really are. So they're basically, without saying it, and I don't have a problem with this. I mean, listen, man, if you can't trust Pat Riley at this point, like I'm not real big on anybody ripping Pat Riley. Like, this guy's given us the most consistent product we've had ever in the history of this town, every year. Pat's been by himself.
No one's going to argue on that one, man.
So whatever he has to do, and if they got in a little bit of a, you know, jam here for right now, I'm okay with it. And if they're going to play all these young guys, I heard people like, wow, we can't get in any, and like, no, they're going to go with this. And you know what they're counting on, Woody? A bunch of guys to stay healthy. They're counting on, and Pat's talking about it, and I'm guessing, guys, we need you guys to play more basketball. We can't have our best players playing half a season together or less of all you guys playing together. We need more games together. We need more you guys to play more. We can't have a bunch of people in the 60-game club. We just can't have it. Or we're going to have the same results that we've had. So he's betting that all those guys are going to come back on a mission, stay healthy, and win more games. But for the first time in a long time, expectations for that team are way down. Would you agree, Woody? As we sit here right now, expectations on the Heat, which, by the way, every year –
they don't need to be, though, Joe. That's the thing. They don't need to be. You have a legitimate star in Jimmy Butler, and you have another in Bam, right? Bam kind of gets lost in the shuffle here. Bam is really good. He's an all-star, USA basketball, all that good stuff, right?
Yes.
And you have Jimmy Butler. So, like, again, if Jimmy comes back
Jimmy
motivated.
Jimmy turned a lot of people off this year.
Absolutely.
Jimmy did it to himself.
I turned everyone off. I don't think there's a lot of people down here that are real high on Jimmy Butler, Joe. But if he comes back motivated and, you know, comes back and wants to play and wants to try to dethrone those rival Celtics, you know, I don't know. My expectations aren't low for this Heat team.
You do agree Boston's the team to beat. I mean,
of course they're the team to beat.
With friggin' Sam Porzingis will be back after first month of the season. All right.
Jimmy saw those guys celebrate. They flew down here just to celebrate.
No, they wanted to find out where he was and celebrate.
Yeah. So, like, maybe he comes
Where's
back.
Jimmy? We want to celebrate. We want to sit in the VIP table. He can watch our ass down there.
Don't you think that lights a fire under his ass, though? I'm being serious. Like, don't you think it motivates him a little bit?
I don't know what motivates Jimmy Butler.
That would motivate, I would think, most people.
I don't know.
Hell, it made me angry.
All right. Listen, well, sometimes fans, sometimes fans care a little bit more than the guy in the offseason.
I can't believe that to be the case, man. I hope he comes back angry.
All right. Can I just take a second here? We were just talking earlier about what's going on right now. Marlins baseball going to be home this week. Starts with the Red Sox tonight. Chicago White Sox this weekend as well. So if you like the Red Sox, White Sox, Red Sox right there in the hunt again for one of those wild card positions. Oh, boy, Baltimore, New York are really good this year again, though. But, hey, we want to let you know, if you don't have plans, Wednesday night post-game fireworks. It's a hell of a show they're going to put on for you. We got Taco Tuesday tonight, which is always a good one, man. You receive a game ticket, two chicken tacos, and a beer for $25. How about that individually? The celebration continues. Country night, Friday night. We can just go on and on. The red, white, and brew as well. They got a special package for that. They got post-game concerts. I just want to let you know, and I'm kind of throwing this together. Sunday, Marlins soccer jersey is going to be the giveaway. So if you're looking at different things to go to, check in with the Marlins on some of their promos they have going this week, and find out if you want to go and obviously take the family out to a game. They're very affordable, and on top of that, you don't have to worry about rain. We got a top on that ballpark, so you're covered for baseball. And if you're a Red Sox fan, hey, can't do any better than that. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to go out and enjoy it. So we've got plenty for everybody going on this week as Marlins baseball is back home.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Down with Loctite today.
Hi, welcome back inside the Joe Rose Show. Hope everyone's having a good start to their morning. Want to let you know it's easy to keep up with our show and everything happening in sports. Panthers, Heat, Dolphins, Inter, Miami, Marlins, and more. You can download the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to us live or on demand. And be sure to make our show here your favorite show on the app. Joe, talking apps, man.
Okay, you talk apps all you want, my man. That sounds good. By the way, Marlins open up their series tonight against the Boston Red Sox. And the good news is, Woody, you don't have to worry about weather. That's why they spent the extra money to put that top. If you want to catch some games with the kids, Red Sox and White Sox will fill out the week as that series opens up tonight. They got post-game fireworks and all kind of military appreciation. Today's Taco Tuesday. You got that special they always run on Tuesday.
You like a good taco, right? You have a go-to? Are you a chicken or a beef?
Can I be honest with you? There are certain foods I have once a week.
I know your wife makes tacos. I know, right?
She does, but I also like to go to restaurants and eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tacos? Sure. I could eat Mexican food once a week.
It's the best.
And then I move down here, I notice I can eat Cuban food once a week. Oh, yeah, man.
I got to tell you, by the way, the fireworks that the Marlins do are really, really good. They are Disney quality.
Oh, really?
The kids really enjoyed that when we did that.
Well, listen, that'll be great. They got a post-game concert. They got a bunch of stuff. They got Marlins soccer jersey this Sunday, if you're going out and you're looking for a great giveaways. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the show.
Be a nice soccer jersey. I know the USA soccer jerseys aren't doing too well.
No.
You see that last night?
I did. I did see that.
Everyone was complaining about not only the team's thinking, but the camera angle of the match. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
I don't think they were filming it from a blimp cam or something.
No,
everyone was complaining about that on Twitter last night.
I didn't get to see that.
That team stinks. They've lost two straight here.
So I wanted to bring it up because as this NBA free agency thing moves on and key guys are going or players are signing their own guys to contracts in the East, people have already started to put, and they should, Boston Celtics number one, and why not? Their core four are pretty damn good, plus their center's going to miss the start of the season. I saw he's going to be out for a while, but he'll be back. And as you saw, they did pretty well with the big four that they have. White, Tatum, and Brown, and Holiday are pretty damn good. And, of course, they took care of Tatum with a big contract yesterday as well. By the way, not one of those 200, one of those special 300 deals. Yeah. In case you can't do the math, one of those that comes out over 60 now, million a year. By the way, we're going to start seeing all the stars in these contracts. The guys that... first team end up going first team in the NBA are going to get these kind of contracts, man. They're going to be jumping from the twos into the threes, and the next thing you know, all the good and great players, by the time their careers are over, we're going to have guys from $500 to $1 billion. What do you realize in a few years, these guys that can play, what's LeBron going to be at when he's done? I'm just talking about his earnings on the basketball court. And he had to play on the cheap early. He didn't get the big contracts to start with.
He signs a new one every year, though, now.
But, my God, the amount of money these guys are going to make, just incredible. Just a crazy, crazy amount. But getting back to my point here. So
says LeBron, by the way, is up to about $500 million.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more years he's going to go, Joe. But
he's got three.
You really think he plays more years?
Oh, no, he's going to sign a 2 or 3 year deal.
Oh, he may, but I'm just saying, do you actually think he plays?
Sure.
Really?
As long as his kid's around, I...
Jeez, man.
Did you see how good he looked at 39?
I know, but...
What, he's still averaging
to play in that league into your 40s...
Still dunking on
...is incredible. To play at that level, it's truly remarkable.
And the other part is, he still enjoys playing. Like, when there's big games, he shows up at most of those games. They need this game tonight, and he usually got a little extra effort in there for some of those games.
I didn't even get a chance to ask it. I know you wanted to talk about something different. We got to hit the 7 o'clock hour here, Joe. But what'd you think of the Sun getting drafted over there? I think it's an incredible story. I think it's really cool.
So I'm not a hater.
A lot of people are, as you very well know, but
there's a lot of people just don't like LeBron. But
there's a lot of nepotism in that league, and Woj like pointed that out, like all the that stuff that goes on with all these different positions and coaching and
let's start with the biggest reason. They wanted to keep LeBron. The Lakers wanted to keep LeBron.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere though, realistically.
They wanted to make sure LeBron's not going anywhere.
See that house he's building?
Let's stick on this topic for a sec before you bounce away on houses and stuff. You're great at doing this. You're the great.
Well, you talk about staying in L.A. I just said that the house he's building in L.A. is probably keep him there for a bit.
I think having his son, the contract, I think he likes it because I think a lot of his business stuff is in L.A. now. And so it worked. And by the way, his coach is his podcast partner, even though that's done now. But he got the coach he won. He got his son.
I don't know. He said he didn't have anything to do with the coach.
I know. He's going to say that, and he had nothing to do with his son. And look, that son was not going to get drafted if it wasn't. But I'm not a hater for that. I'm not a hater because you're talking about the end of the bench. maybe even going to a little G League. Is he G League eligible to go down and get a little work, and we'll bring you back up with Dad if somebody,
and
spend some time with him on the road. And hey, man, I think that means a lot. I think LeBron's really close to his kids, and I think that's pretty important.
I love it. I think it's really cool. And they had pictures of the kid, you know, with LeBron when he was like on the Cavs, and the kid's like, you know, 3, 4 years old.
Yeah,
those pictures are incredible. Now they're playing together. I think it's awesome. And I know people get upset about that stuff. That could have been a spot for someone who deserves it.
But I will say that for the first time in a long time, I noticed a lot of people were down on the Heat right now, that they seem to be going young on this team, and they are so tied down right now. They have one first round pick, so they can't trade a bunch of, you know, to do it that way. They're really tied into this team. They really are. So they're basically, without saying it, and I don't have a problem with this. I mean, listen, man, if you can't trust Pat Riley at this point, like I'm not real big on anybody ripping Pat Riley. Like, this guy's given us the most consistent product we've had ever in the history of this town, every year. Pat's been by himself.
No one's going to argue on that one, man.
So whatever he has to do, and if they got in a little bit of a, you know, jam here for right now, I'm okay with it. And if they're going to play all these young guys, but for the first time, I heard people like, wow, we can't get in any, and like, no, they're going to go with this. And you know what they're counting on, Woody? A bunch of guys to stay healthy. They're counting on, and Pat's talking about it, and I'm guessing, guys, we need you guys to play more basketball. We can't have our best players playing half a season together or less of all you guys playing together. We need more games together. We need more you guys to play more. We can't have a bunch of people in the 60-game club. We just can't have it. Or we're going to have the same results that we've had. So he's betting that all those guys are going to come back on a mission, stay healthy, and win more games. But for the first time in a long time, expectations for that team are way down. Would you agree, Woody? As we sit here right now, expectations on the Heat, which, by the way, every year...
They don't need to be, though, Joe. That's the thing. They don't need to be. You have a legitimate star in Jimmy Butler, and you have another in Bam, right? Bam kind of gets lost in the shuffle here. Bam is really good. He's an all-star, USA basketball, all that good stuff, right?
Yes.
And you have Jimmy Butler. So, like, again, if Jimmy comes back
Jimmy turned a lot of people off this year.
Absolutely.
Jimmy did it to himself.
He turned everyone off. I don't think there's a lot of people down here that are real high on Jimmy Butler, Joe. But if he comes back motivated and, you know, comes back and wants to play and wants to try to dethrone those rival Celtics, you know, I don't know. My expectations aren't low for this Heat team.
You do agree Boston's the team to beat. I mean,
of course they're the team to beat.
With friggin' same. Porzingis will be back after first month of the season. All right.
Jimmy saw those guys celebrate. They flew down here just to celebrate.
No, they wanted to find out where he was and celebrate.
Yeah. So, like, maybe he comes
Where's
back.
Where's Jimmy? We want to celebrate. We want to sit in the VIP table. He can watch our ass down there.
Don't you think that lights a fire under his ass, though? I'm being serious. Like, don't you think it motivates him a little bit?
I don't know what motivates Jimmy Butler.
That would motivate, I would think, most people.
I don't know.
Hell, it made me angry.
All right. Listen, well, sometimes fans, fans care a little bit more than... guy in the offseason.
I can't believe that to be the case, man. I hope he comes back angry.
All right, can I just take a second here? We were just talking earlier about what's going on right now. Marlins baseball going to be home this week. Starts with the Red Sox tonight. Chicago White Sox this weekend as well. So if you like the Red Sox, White Sox, Red Sox right there in the hunt again for one of those wild card positions. Oh, boy, Baltimore, New York are really good this year again, though. But, hey, we want to let you know, if you don't have plans, Wednesday night, post-game fireworks. It's a hell of a show they're going to put on for you. We got Taco Tuesday tonight, which is always a good one, man. You receive a game ticket, 2 chicken tacos, and a beer for $25. How about that individually? The celebration continues. Country night, Friday night. We can just go on and on. The red, white, and brew as well. They got a special package for that. They got post-game concerts. I just want to let you know, and I'm kind of throwing this together. Sunday, Marlins soccer jersey is going to be the giveaway. So if you're looking at different things to go to, check in with the Marlins on some of their promos they have going this week. And find out if you want to go and obviously take the family out to a game. They're very affordable. And on top of that, you don't have to worry about rain. We got a top on that ballpark, so you're covered for baseball. And if you're a Red Sox fan, hey, can't do any better than that. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to go out and enjoy it. So we've got plenty for everybody going on this week as Marlins baseball is back home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.